had a regional seminar where we had the ministers down in Sligo there about 6 months ago, and I spoke out about it then because I heard it mentioned in the programme for government, and I spoke with Noel Deputy publicly, and I got the full support of all the membership of the Fianna Fáil party was there at the meeting. And I explained to him how successful the town council had been in Bundoran, and particularly Letterkenny as well, when you see the progress in the two towns, as against towns where they have no town councils, you know. And it's something that I will be opposing tooth and nail, even though it might be government policy. I will be fighting all the way to retain the status of the town council. I must say Bundoran is doing a very effective, efficient job, much more effective and much more efficient than the county council. This is what I've pointed out to you. Bundoran Town Council is one of the councils in the country that has money in hand. We have money in the bank. We have not borrowed at all. We lend money to the county council. And that is the efficiency of the Bundoran Town Council.
So, as a Fianna Fáil elected representative, what can you and your party colleagues, who I'm sure share your views in Donegal, in the various town councils, do to stop this happening?
Well, we will be fighting tooth and nail, and I know I have the support of the other town councillors, because Councillor Desi Larkin was at that meeting in Sligo with me, and he was in full support of me. And I think when a push comes to shove, you can't take the power away from local democracies. You can't take a member's name, a councillor. The elimination of so many councillors, there'll be more there.